Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Tech Support Phone Calls.
I want him dead! You understand me? That's what he's doing to me! I want him now!
Where exactly were you talking? Were you talking to a technical agent or were you talking to a customer?
I was talking to that son of a bitch! I want him dead!
Ma'am.
I want him on the phone now!
Ma'am.
I want him dead!
Ma'am, we are in multiple locations throughout the Seattle area. I have no idea who you're talking about and where
that's
you were.
That fucking son of a bitch!
Ma'am,
I
will...
give you my story, number one. I need it now! I've been on the goddamn hold for 1 hour! I don't need anyone on the goddamn phone for 1 hour! I've got phone calls coming out of your seat! That goddamn doctor, son of a bitch! I want him dead! Can you touch me on the goddamn phone? Or I'm gonna kick your butt from here and goddamn turn it in back!
Ma'am, I cannot help you unless you calm down.
You don't tell me what to do! I've been with this shit! And I'm not going to let you on it! You help me now! Or it's war, buddy! You get the news right now! I'm not waiting anymore!
Okay, I'm transferring you directly.
You get me through!
Hold on.
Get me through!
Hey freaks, it's Monday, April 6th, 2020. Coming up on the program today, the next level of biometric security, anal print scans, plus a treasure trove of mentally handicapped music, feel your girlfriend's prickly thick asshole hair, and Lysol spray down at the Walmart. All coming up today.
The guy, he's into dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's a sniff freak.
A lot of hot liquid poo just went out all at once.
How dare you?
It's just a fun thing.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, Tim back here with you, starting off a new week of programs. Although, if you're Sideshow members, you got a lot of DV yesterday. We posted a brand new episode of Uncut, our video series, and an exclusive episode of Distorted View Daily. So it's a great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. I got my first Sideshow plug in before the 2-minute mark. It's going to be a good day. At least a great day for capitalism. It's been about a week and a half since Lord Douche and I went to the grocery store, so we're plotting our next endeavor. We kind of try to work around our dog's medication supply. So our dog's like on 4 different medicines. One of them is very expensive, so we buy that one separately. Because I think it lasts a lot longer than the others. So we can't get all the medicine at the same time. Anyway, this one is like $100. And she needs her fucking pills this week. So we're going to pick up that prescription. And I guess we're going to go to Costco again. They seem to do it right. They only allow, you know, a certain number of people in. They tell you right out front, like, what they don't have. Let me just tell you how awful my diet is. Normally, right? Before the pandemic. All right. Everyone I know on Facebook is complaining about how they're gaining weight because all they're doing is sitting at home eating all the shit they've got in their house, right? I'm losing weight. I'm down like 12 pounds, and it's because I'm not eating fast food every day. I still get fast food a lot because it's really the only thing you can do restaurant-wise. You know, going through the drive-thru or whatever. But we've been eating at home a lot. Like yesterday, I ate this microwavable bag of like brown rice and garlic quinoa. I could just eat rice. I've been telling Lord Douche that for years. Like, I could just eat white rice with a little bit of butter. Like, that could be my meal. I'll eat whatever's in front of me, basically. You present something to me and I'm like, okay. I will put that in my mouth and chew. Couple days ago, I didn't even eat dinner. I had some air-popped popcorn, which has absolutely no taste. But you can put it in your mouth and you can chomp on it, so that's what I ate. So we're going to be going to Costco again, buying bulk foods. Looking forward to that. Everyone better just keep their distance from me. Of all fucking stores, you'd think it would be possible in a Costco, where like the aisles are super wide, it's a warehouse. They're only allowing, what, 50 people in at a time? Still, everyone is all up in my ass, so we'll see how that goes. All right, I've got a bunch of great audio to share with you today. First up, Miss May sent in a link to the Hammond State School Chorus. Normally, listening to high school students try and belt out tunes is the last fucking thing I want to deal with. However, the Hammond State School is an educational institution that caters to the mentally potato-headed. I'm interested.
I had the time of my life.
never felt this way before. Yes, I swear, it's the truth.
How could you not enjoy that? You can practically hear the water sloshing around in his head. It's great. The Hammond State School did something fantastic, and that is released an entire album. I think all the songs are covers. They just really hit this whole thing out of the park. They did absolutely everything right here. The album is titled Why Me, Lord, which is perfect. It's something I'm sure we'll all be saying to ourselves as we listen to the song. Oh, God. Why me, Lord? Why me? One can only imagine the music teacher came up with the title. He or she has to listen to retarded people sing day in, day out. That title is their mantra in life. I wish for once special education teachers would be honest. Because whenever they're interviewed, they say shit like, you know, these kids are so great. It's me who's doing the learning. They teach me so much every day. Bullshit! Bullshit! What are you possibly learning from the mentally mush brain? Seriously. I mean, bless their little hearts. They're sweet kids, I guess. What are you trying to say? They taught you how to love unconditionally? This is your job. You're getting paid. You would not be there if you weren't. That's not unconditional love. You love those kids unconditionally as long as you make rent this month. I don't think that's what unconditionally means. Everyone, you know, has to speak so extreme.
Extreme!
It can't just be a job that the teacher likes. It's gotta be, oh my God, I'm so rewarded. These kids are amazing. They enrich my life every day. That's how they always talk whenever they're being interviewed, right? I've never once seen a guy be like, yeah, it's all right. It's an okay job. Wasn't expecting to deal with this much shit. Some days are better than others. Any day that doesn't result in a mongoloid brawl or me having to wipe up excrement off the walls, that's a good day. They're all such angels. Each one has their own personality. Sometimes special ed teachers will say something like that, and you're like, yeah, they are still people. They're trying to share with you how amazing these kids are, and they end up being more offensive. Sometimes if you close your eyes, you wouldn't even realize these weren't people. They act so much like human beings. So again, this album is called Why Me, Lord? By the Hammond State School. The song these kids are singing is What the World Needs Now. What the world needs now. Does we love?
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just to love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.
Better than half of the Linda Finkel Hall of Famers we feature on the podcast. It's interesting, even though this is a YouTube video, you know, there's a couple of still shots of the album. On the back, there's a brief history of the mentally retarded. It's a fun read. Mental retardation has always been a problem of mankind, for the mentally retarded have always been with us. A plague or a punishment by God. You decide. Rough. No, it goes through like the history of, you know, mental retardation, how the Greeks handled the waterheads up through like the 1800s. And finally, in the 1950s, we started to use something called compassion with the re-rees. That's where the Hammond School comes in. Nice. As the song goes on, he's starting to make sense less and less. It's just like mumbling now. Well, I did a search on Thrift Store Vinyl, who is actually the person who posted this on YouTube. I guess this guy just goes around to thrift stores finding albums. So there's another track from this album. The kids do Proud Mary. You know the Tina Turner song? Big wheel keep on turning. Proud Mary keep on running. Rolling, rolling. You know that song. Rolling down the river. Let's see who does a better job, me or the kids.
Working for a man every night and day, but I never lost the fierce sleep. And I was working for a man at night, night and then, but when it keeps on turning, I'm a brown man, keep on burning. I'm a rolling, 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 rolling on the river.
Where's Ike when you need him? Knock some sense into that little girl. The one thing I don't like is they call this a chorus, but it's only one kid singing at a time.
You see a lot of place to miss this.
I'm gonna fast forward to the part where things start going fast. There's no way she's gonna be able to keep up. This version, it's just slow all the way through, which is entirely appropriate considering who's singing the song. How rude. Holy shit, guys. I have stumbled upon something amazing. This thrift store vinyl guy has compiled a playlist of, like, all mentally and physically disabled people singing songs with sizzler titles, including A Little Crippled Girl's Prayer by the Fuller Family, A Crippled Boy's Prayer by Jerry D. Brown, a midget singing a song called So Small Am I, the wheelchair song, the Braillettes, the all-blind girl group singing He'll Never Let You Fall, which is a real concern when you're blind. I would constantly think I'm about ready to fall. My favorite, just by album art alone, is a record titled Good Old Gospel Music by Gary D. Bradford, who appears to be, like, mentally retarded just by his head looks. He also looks like he has, like, one of those, like, T-Rex arm situations where, you know, his arms are very short. His hands are kind of, like, sticking out of his chest. He can barely hold on to his Bob Barker-esque microphone. You need to see this picture. I've made it today's featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. Keep in mind, this is a guy singing. Here's Gary singing good old gospel music. Oh, the title track to the album. Nice.
There's all kinds of music. There's country, rock, and pop. But good old gospel music has got more than they've got. It is the sweetest love song ever heard by mortal man. If we had more gospel music, we'd have a better land.
Here we go.
A better land. So I'm just looking for a place that plays good old gospel music. Oh, that's my kind of music. That good old gospel music. I'm searching here and searching there.
Truly the triumph of the human spirit.
That good old gospel music.
Here we go. Gary was born without some physical attributes. Like, he's just missing body parts. Oh, I love it. For the lack of these, God saw fit to endow him with the better quality gifts, often lacking in many others.
Stop and listen. I think that you'll agree that good old—
oh, I don't think he has feet. Because it says here, while unable to exhibit the fancy footwork and stage presence of some singers, you'll immediately appreciate the singing talent that is God-given. The song is a toe tapper if you have toes. God, you know, if I didn't know his name was Gary, I would think he's that's a female voice. Reminds me of a few years ago when I came on the podcast, blown away that the lead singer of the Silver Sun Pickups was a man. To this day, I'm not 100% convinced. I've been waiting. I mean, I admit, this guy is way more masculine sounding than Gary. I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Oh, I love that song, by the way. Okay, so let's finish up with Gary here. Here and everywhere. So I'm just looking for a place and place. Good old gospel music. Oh, that's my kind of music. Enough. I'm sure we'll play some more tracks from the playlist Triumph of the Human Spirit. And again, the YouTube channel is Thrift Store Vinyl. He's the guy that found all of these. Wow, just amazing work. What a playlist. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a video here that appears to be a love letter, a sexy love letter to a boyfriend. Maybe they're self-quarantining and they haven't seen each other in a while. She hasn't been taking care of herself in the proper ways, in my opinion.
Hey, honey. I have a little surprise for you. I remember one time you mentioning that you liked when I didn't shave that much. I remember you were just really turned on. It was just a little bit of peach fuzz, but you seemed to really like it. I remember you playing with it and rubbing it and just really getting your hands all up in the hair. So I have a surprise. I know you get weak for my ass, and I think you're gonna like this. It's been a really long time since I've shaved, and honestly, I had no idea I was this hairy. If you ask me, I look really hot. You wanna take a peek?
So she turns around on her bed,
say
lifts.
Please.
I can already see her hairy ass.
I know this ass makes you weak. Don't pretend like you're in charge here. Go on, say please. There we go, good boy.
I can't tell if this is supposed to be like a real video to a boyfriend or if this is just like a porn. It kind of sounds that way, you know what I mean? Or if this is like one of those Dom sub things. Regardless, she turns around. She's got a skirt on. She lifts her skirt up. She's not wearing any underwear. I can already see her hairy ass cheeks.
Say please. I know this ass makes you weak. Don't pretend like you're in charge here. Go on, say please.
No.
There we go. Good
no.
boy. Go on.
Oh,
take a look at it.
God.
Isn't it amazing?
Is this like that? Like what? Like what? I'm sorry. I'm losing my mind here. I don't have a lot of experience with you ladies and what you do to keep yourself put together. But is shaving your asshole a thing that happens a lot? Because this is like a hairy ass cheek, and the hair goes right up to the crack, and also down into the hole.
It's been so long since I've shaved.
Oh!
Look how long it is.
Why?
I could get this hairy. The hair is so dark and so thick.
She's just going to go ahead and really describe it in detail for all of us.
I bet you're going to love rubbing your tongue all over it.
Yeah, maybe get some dingleberries
in
there.
You want to know the best part?
Shit just clings to that.
Since it's really hairy, it gets really stinky too. Like really stinky.
Oh, great.
Anytime I go out to work in the garden or if I go to the gym, oh, my ass gets so smelly.
It just keeps getting better.
It's really strong. You want to come take a whiff of it, baby? Get the fuck over here and smell it. Come on. Get on your knees. Go on and stick your face right up into that hairy ass.
Do you guys have like a like straight guys who are into women? Do you have a hairy asshole fetish? Is that a thing that's somewhat common? Or is this pandemic isolation just turning us all a little crazy? Like, you know what? Yeah, I could stick my tongue in there.
It's that dirty asshole.
Hmm.
Sniff it. Go on. Use it. Good. Do really good sniffs. Just like that.
I'd risk giving my dick a rug burn just to fuck that. Is that what you guys are thinking? You're sick.
Isn't it amazing?
How
hard does this like hairy ass get you? Does it super turn you on? Do you really just absolutely can't help yourself. You just want to bury your face in there. I'll suffocate your face with how stinky my ass is.
I've noticed she also did not shave her legs.
Just imagine. I can have you lying.
But that's to be expected. I mean, come on. You're stuck at home for weeks. Who are you going to see? Although, you decide to turn on the webcam and perform an X-rated video. A little self-maintenance out of the fucking question.
Right over your face. And you can lick everything all up.
Just tidy up.
Every hair you can lick up. You can clean every piece of toilet paper lint off of my asshole. Oh. Isn't that amazing?
You've upset the dogs. They're catching a whiff of what's going on. Is this what Stone Temple Pilots were singing about in that song Plush about the dogs smelling her and dogs defining her? Because that would just instantly turn a good song great. Like if it was about Scott Weiland's girlfriend's hairy, stinky asshole. Where are the dogs?
Amazing. Doesn't it taste so good? I know you love the smell, baby. You're kind of pathetic for this hairy ass, if you ask me. Really, really pathetic.
See, this is a little bit of evidence for a virtual dominatrix scenario. I'm pathetic. Just for liking the stink of her hairy asshole.
They're begging, baby. I see how much it makes you weak. I see how... What a little bitch boy you turn in for this ass. Come on, babe. Beg so...
I am a bitch boy for a forest of anus hair. She knows me.
You want this ass, you gotta work for it. You think I should grow it even more?
Yeah.
How long should I go without shaving?
Well, let's braid this fucker.
I should just honestly let it grow as long as possible.
Asshole cornrows. Come on, bitch.
Imagine, like, just really, really, like, long hairs, even longer than they already are.
Yeah, commit.
Lick them up. Smell them up.
To a butthole ponytail.
I'll make you get on your knees and crawl for this ass. So good and so yummy. Sniff it. Go on. Get your face up into that asshole.
I've never seen a girl with that hairy of a butt.
And I love it.
Shocking. And she also might have a hemorrhoid.
That asshole up close in your face, smelling so stinky and so delicious. Isn't it amazing?
Growth.
I'll never shave again for you, baby.
Aww.
Beg for it. Lick it. Smell it. I know that odor is really, really strong.
Do you like how we're just sticking with this, playing the whole fucking thing? Yeah, I'm gonna make you suffer.
Honestly, nothing better than having a man willing to clean my asshole for me. Lick it all up and smell it, worship it. You know, this is a goddess butthole, and I know you want to stick your face all up in it.
On the title for today's episode,
eat goddess it all butthole.
All right. 10 seconds left. I think she's done.
Alright, loser. Go on, baby, jerk off to my hairy, yummy, tasty ass.
And there you have it. What do you guys think? How do you feel? What did this video do for you? I mean, just hearing it. Did it kind of get you excited? Could you maybe get into some hairy ass action? Call into the voicemail line. And with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. If you're liking the podcast, do me a favor, surf on over to superfreaksideshow.com and sign up for the Sideshow, DV's member site, where you get full access to the entire archive of programs, over 15 years worth of daily podcasts, plus every week we do exclusive shows just for paying members, and of course bonus stuff like video casts. As I mentioned at the top of the show, brand new episode of Uncut was posted earlier. Memberships are only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. It's kind of the perfect time to sign up. You need something to pass the time? How about a decade and a half worth of daily stupidity? Some of you are already getting your tax refund checks back, and in a couple weeks we'll be getting our big stimulus monies. Again, superfreaksideshow.com, all major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Other ways to support the show, we do have a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview, where you can pledge as little as a dollar. Every little bit does help. This is how I make my living, so I appreciate all of my patrons and all of my Sideshow members. You are the reason this show continues. Okay, three very quick stories now. First up, A woman is accused of spraying a Massachusetts Walmart employee with Lysol disinfectant. I'm not sure where this is going. Was this an act of aggression or an act of kindness? We're living in strange times. I'd be honored if someone doused me in Lysol. You really care about me. No, apparently the woman was sprayed in the face and eyes with the Lysol disinfectant after being told that there was a limit on the number of cans of the cleaning agent that she could purchase. No one likes to be told no. The assault took place at the Walmart Supercenter on March 27th. A cashier informed the woman that there was a limit on the number of Lysol disinfectant cans that she could purchase. The woman is suspected of responding by spraying the employees in the eye with the liquid. Quote, she then completed her purchase and left in what is believed to have been an Uber. That's according to a police in a statement. The assault required EMS to respond to the scene. The department released an image of the suspect and urged anyone with information to call the police. The incident comes as stores across the country have limited the number of cleaning agents and other household supplies people can buy in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. Walmart has also started limiting the number of customers to roughly 20% of the store's capacity as of Saturday. Not just Lysol causing problems for Walmart. A man scuffled with employees Friday morning at the Walmart Supercenter in Niagara Falls after they said they caught him trying to steal a bag full of machetes and shotgun shells. You know, he's just preparing for stuff. Also, in Missouri, a fight between a Walmart employee and a customer led to shots being fired in the air. Why? Well, according to police, Robert Johnson was cursing and highly confrontational with store workers. Johnson went to the self-checkout lane and berated an employee about the lack of cashiers. The employee told Johnson that he wasn't a manager, and Johnson responded with, "You're just another fuckhead in my way." It was either fuckhead, shithead, or asshole. Some expletive. Look, tension is running high everywhere. We don't want to be at a Walmart. The employees don't want to be there. Shoppers don't want to be there. We all agree Walmart is not the place to be, but unfortunately, sometimes we just have to go, right? Well, Johnson approached the worker and promptly punched him in the face. Then the employee punched him back. Then the two just got into a brawl. When they were done scuffling, Johnson pulled out a handgun, pulled the trigger, but the gun did not fire. He then chambered another round as the store employee held down Johnson's arm to keep the gun from being pointed at him. This is all because he had to use the self-checkout lane. Another employee came over to help and tried to wrestle the gun from Johnson. Johnson fired the gun again, narrowly missing the first employee's head. The second employee eventually pried the gun from Johnson's hand. Johnson, age 60, was charged with assault and armed criminal action. The employee is a 58-year-old man. Jesus Christ. That's your Walmart roundup for Monday. This might be a recurring feature on DV. That's like once a week, I'll just do a Google News search for Walmart. You know there's always going to be news stories. All right, second story we have for you today. Two giant pandas at a Hong Kong zoo. Two giant pandas at a Hong Kong zoo mated successfully. Oh, I think we need a change of music here. Much better. Two giant pandas at a Hong Kong zoo mated successfully on Monday for the first time in almost 10 years together at the park. Staff at the Ocean Park theme park and zoo. I love that they use the word park twice in their name. It's the Ocean Park theme park and zoo. They announced female Ying Ying and male Li Li, both 14, finally sealed the deal at around 9 a.m. local time after showing signs that they had entered their hormonal estrous cycle. Basically, it's a mating cycle in late March. As I'm sure most of you know, giant pandas are notoriously bad at breeding. Is that why Lord Douche calls me his big, fat, disgusting panda? I never liked that nickname. I just thought it was because he kept feeding me bamboo as snacks. I'll eat anything. I told you that at the top of the show. All right, giant pandas are bad at breeding, at least in captivity, so news of the fucking had staff thrilled. I think I actually have audio. Yeah, there's a video of the pandas mating, which is interesting. But they make noise while fucking. Very exciting, isn't it? So I've got the audio here. Now, I actually had to do some research on this because the noises that I heard, I wasn't sure if they were coming from the pandas or from other animals, because the sounds don't match up with what I thought pandas would sound like. So I actually had to go and find other videos of pandas fucking to compare the noises they were making. Here we go. Right, it sounds like a cross between a car that can't start and a horse neighing. But you can see the panda's mouth is moving. The male, he's behind the female, obviously. Really just giving her that throbbing panda dick. Now, in the BBC documentary, Planet Earth, that I watched, I thought that the male panda sort of like grabs on to her neck to hold her in place. This one is like super lazy. The male, it looks like he's just sort of sitting down, and he's just like using his paw to pull the female panda onto his dick, like reverse cowgirl style. That a boy. Pandas are so lazy. You can hear both of them there. Next time I have sex, I'm going to try making those noises. See what he says. All right. Don't you just want to be in a relationship with me? I'm a hoot. I'm going to... Neighbors are going to be like, is that guy fucking Fran Drescher in there? He's banging the nanny. Quote, since Ying Ying and Li Li's arrival in Hong Kong in 2007 in attempts at natural mating since 2010, it took 10 years to get these fucking pandas to mate. They were like, we're trying to keep you from extinction, assholes. Do your part and fuck. I mean, it's not that hard. All right. Yes, they unfortunately have yet to succeed until this year upon years of trial and learning, said Michael Booz. Ow! He scared me. I wonder if that's how he introduces himself. My name is Michael Boos. I wish I had a fun name like that. I'm Tim Henson. I'm the son of poultry. That's as fun as my name gets. Doesn't even really make sense. Michael Boos. All right. Michael Boos, executive director of zoological operations and conservation, said the successful natural mating process today is extremely exciting for all of us, as the chance of pregnancy via natural mating is higher than by artificial insemination. Zoo staff noticed that last month Ying Ying had begun spending more time in the water. What the hell does that mean? She was washing up down there, right? Trying to get that pussy stink clean. It'd be more appealing for Li Li. Li Li was leaving scent markings around his habitat as he looked for his panda friend. Both apparent signs that the bears were feeling a little more randy than usual. Vets at the zoo had been monitoring the pair closely and will continue to do so in the hopes that Ying Ying becomes pregnant. Check this shit out. You know how like females, humans... women are pregnant for like 9 months. Pandas have just a lot longer spread of time when they could give birth. The range is 72 and 324 days. That's like almost a year. Like, you're going to either give birth in a month and a half or maybe sometime next spring. That's crazy. All right, final story we have for you today. A smart toilet with pressure sensors, AI, 5G, 8K, all that shit, and a camera, what? Has been unveiled by researchers who say it could provide a valuable way to keep tabs on our health, or just provide scat freaks with an easy way to live stream. The team behind the toilet said, we have developed a passive human health monitoring system that can be easily incorporated into a normal daily routine, requiring minimal or even no human intervention. This is a smart connected toilet with a camera. You don't see potential problems there, Stanford research. I don't need pictures of my asshole leaking. Ew, asshole leaking. Researchers hope it will become a daily clinic, helping in the prevention and early detection of problems from diabetes to urinary tract infections and inflammatory bowel disease. Writing in the journal Nature Biomedical Engineering, interestingly enough, I just re-upped my subscription to that magazine. All right, yes, in the journal Nature Biomedical Engineering, the international team of researchers note that previous attempts at such a toilet have been expensive and have provided limited information. The new system can be fitted onto existing toilets and incorporates a suite of sensors and detectors. But does it include a bidet? Check this shit out. These tests include strips that detect telltale health markers within urine, such as glucose and red blood cells, as well as video recordings. It's not just taking snapshots of your anus and your turds. It's like recording video, as well as video recordings of the flow to spot changes that may be related to disease. What happens when the shit, you know, your shit splatters? And then there's, like, feces on the camera lens. You gotta, like, wipe that off all the time? Because I spray. You know, I have an awful diet, so of course I get diarrhea a lot. Alright, in addition, the system incorporates cameras that take images of the user's stool. These images are then classified using a machine learning system, a type of artificial intelligence, into different categories on the Bristol Stool Scale that reflects problems such as constipation or diarrhea.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Dun, 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 dun.
Spare me my life.
All right. The toilet has other features. It is also able to collect additional information such as first stool dropping time and total seating time. Ooh, I don't want that information out. Kind of embarrassing how much time I spend on the toilet. All this information can be acted on by clinicians to help to manage constipation and hemorrhoids. Perhaps most inventively, well, there's already so much innovation going on here. I can't imagine something more interesting than video streaming your shit and classifying your turds in real time. All right, perhaps most inventively, the team report that the system detects who is using the toilet from a fingerprint scanner on the flush handle and also anal prints. Distinctive creases in the lining of the anus. You know what? We've got a new title for today's show. It's now anal prints. What's more secure, a fingerprint or an anal print? I envision a dystopian future not too long from now where to unlock your phone, you're going to have to shove it down your pants. Get a shot of your pooper. Oh my God, look at this. Apple has already trademarked the term rectum ID. It's only a matter of time, freaks. Professor Tim Spector, an expert on the gut microbiome from King's College of London, said the new toilet was a sign of things to come. I remember reading about something similar in Neuromancer. Science fiction once again comes to life. The future will be either a magic toilet paper that gives you results or these magic toilets that will give you a chemical analysis, basically of the chemicals you're producing to give a snapshot of your inner health. So there you go. That's what you have to look forward to. The future of toilet tech. Kind of scary, in my opinion. Very invasive. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you little monsters. Many ways to contact the show. Show at distortedview.com. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. I'm all over social media, at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. And don't forget, all the freaks are hanging out in our Discord. There's a link on the main navigation bar. Just click on that. Use that as your invite in. You're one of my buddies. That's how you get into the club.
Hello, Hansanovich, Vladimir Putin here. Good day, sir. I wanted to call to say I had a little bit of accident this morning, a little bit of situation. I was working. Thought I had a little bit of fart to pass out. Immediately knew this was not just, this was a little wetter than fart should be.
Oh, no.
I was able to get away without the pants being ruined. I only had to abandon the my boxers.
See, now you should have took a picture of that for all of us, at least in the Discord.
I found paper bag to clean up somewhat. It was still quite a mess, and real situation for me. I just wanted to share this. Secondly, I think a good crossover I want to plant the seed of for you. A couple of creations of yours. The Tranny and the Asian.
I do remember
versus
that.
Versus Mr. Giggleman. Do you remember Mr. Giggleman? He is the supervillain that does very, very obvious riddles. Do you remember this?
Was that something I came up with? Mr. Giggleman, the supervillain who comes up with really obvious riddles?
Giggle, that great giggle you do.
Oh my god, you guys should just call it and say all the funny things I've ever said on the show, because I forget!
Can we try this, Tim? Thank you.
Doesn't happen very often, but sometimes I come up with some real zingers! What episode was that on? I want to hear Mr. Giggleman.
Hey, Timmy Boo.
I bet you I used that voice. I think I do remember, like, yeah! Like, something like that,
Tony,
right?
Tony Prolapse, haven't called in a while.
My go-to, like, Joker-esque villain voice.
Timmy Boo, Tony Prolapse, haven't called in a while. Been busy. Ironically, being an EMT didn't pay much.
Oh, shit.
So I went to go work for PepsiCo.
Oh,
and anyway, I still do it on the volunteer basis. It is pretty scary with this whole COVID thing, but I've just been busy with work and shit. But I just wanted to say you were your Friday show.
Does anyone still believe it's a hoax and it's overblown, or are we all past that now?
We're talking about one-year-old child porn, and I'm going to be honest, it made me a little weird because you asked a lot of questions.
Look, I'm a very curious person.
Because you asked a lot of questions.
I know. Maybe too many questions.
Is this quarantine getting to you? Because that was a little bizarre. I mean,
was it?
Keep up the good work, but maybe don't talk about it again.
Maybe don't talk about child porn so much. My experience collecting child porn should be off limits. No, I do not collect child porn. I don't even remember what I was asking. Guys, come on. This is a show. None of this is real. No one look on my computer. No, I don't do that. Come on, please. I hate children. Oh my god, do I hate kids. Could you imagine me being a pedophile? Let's think about it. I would estimate like 90% of a pedophile's day is just trying to get a child to have sex with him, right? Trying to lure a kid in or something. That's a lot of just like dealing with kids. I could never be involved that much in a child's life. I also am not attracted to children at all. But mostly, you know, I couldn't be a pedophile because I just hate kids.
Hey, Timmy Boo.
Not that pedophiles love them, because that's not love. But I hate kids in a much different way. Like, I want to commit violence against them.
What it do?
I just don't. I just don't want to be around them. I like crying and, yeah. You know.
Into the...
Good God, I don't... I think I'm just making it worse, aren't I? Oh, God damn it, I just fucked this up now. Hold on. Sorry.
December 15th episode, I believe. I had to stop the episode because I can't believe you're covering the Onision drama too now. Like, come on, Tim. Not you, too. Not you. But I don't even know exactly how far you're going to go into this. I think it's going to be great because you're great like that.
Oh,
but I had
you.
To call him.
I don't think we ever mentioned him again after that episode. So I didn't.
But
I must have not delved that deeply.
But I had to call him bitch because Onision drama isn't DV. It's not DV worthy news.
What is it?
Keep up the good work. Love you, boo.
Like, do you like this guy? Is that why it's not DV worthy? Or is it you just not worth my time? I was really, I think, particularly interested in it just because Chris Hansen was a part of it, right? To Catch a Predator guy. Whatever happened with that? I guess I should be doing the research, right? And doing an update and see if Onision is behind bars or if he got in trouble at all or if he's still just wandering around like a free man. A free pervert. Talk about a pedophile, right? Allegedly. I have to look into him a little more. All right, or you could call in and give me an update. That is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 408-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God.
Go on and stick your face right up into that hairy ass.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. Tomorrow, I've got another Sideshow exclusive program. If you want to hear it, you got to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Otherwise, I will be back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hi, this is Aunt Jane. I just love young hot cock. I enjoy playing with Brian, my hot stud nephew. I love sliding down his fire pole. Oh. Do you want to be my boy? You want to play with Auntie? Come lick Auntie's hot wet pussy, baby. Oh, Auntie's waiting for you. Call Auntie, baby. I'm horny. I need young cock. Call me, baby.